Radio Prague News.
More than 40 refugees at a detention facility in Drahonice in northwestern Bohemia have gone on hunger strike. The Senate has approved an amendment to the country's asylum law, tightening the conditions under which asylum can be granted. And Prague City Hall wants to ban heavy trucks from the city centre. More than 40 refugees at a detention facility in Drahonice in northwestern Bohemia have gone on hunger strike, the Czech news agency said. Cleric Mikuláš Vymětal, who works with the detainees at Drahonice, said the hunger strikers, almost all of whom are from Iran, had launched the protest over the fact they are being held in a prison facility and because of fears they will be deported to their country of origin. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights recently criticized conditions at Czech detention camps. The Senate approved an amendment to the country's asylum law on Wednesday, tightening the conditions under which asylum can be granted. Under the new legislation, authorities would have the right to reject asylum if the applicant has been convicted of a serious crime or presents a security threat. The bill was approved despite the opposition from Green Party senators who wanted the legislation to be more favourable towards migrants. On the other hand, the amendment requests the Refugee Facilities Administration to provide migrants released from detention facilities with 400 crowns to cover their travel expenses and food. The legislation has yet to be approved by the president. The Czech Republic will represent Poland's interests at the EU summit on migration in Malta, the Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said on Wednesday on his Twitter account, adding that he was asked to do so by his Polish counterpart Eva Kopacz. The outgoing Polish Prime Minister won't be able to attend the summit because it clashes with the first meeting of Poland's new parliament. The two-day meeting in Valletta, which gets underway on Wednesday, should address smuggling of immigrants and set rules for the return of migrants to their country of origin. Prague City Hall wants to ban heavy trucks from the city centre, the Prague councillor in charge of infrastructure, Petr Dolínek, said on Wednesday. Heavy trucks over 12 tonnes won't be allowed on Prague's Inner Ring Road unless they have an exemption issued by the city district authority. Prague City Hall still has to hold talks with the police, which are against the plan. City councillors also plan to establish a low emission zone within the city centre from 2017. The Czech Defence Ministry plans to offer re-qualifying courses to military veterans in state firms related to the ministry, Defence Minister Martin Stropnický said on Wednesday at a press conference on the occasion of Veterans Day. Soldiers who served on foreign missions could work, for instance, as technicians to service military equipment. The ministry has also launched a website with a list of firms offering discounts on their products and services to veterans. The Defence Ministry currently registers 817 World War II veterans and over 12,000 more recent veterans who served on foreign missions over the past 25 years. Over a third of ski slopes in the Czech Republic will increase their prices this season, the Association of Czech Ski Resorts informed on Wednesday. The charges will go up on average by around 4%. Ski slopes have invested over €1 billion in snowmaking equipment and improvement of their infrastructure, the association said. The average price for a one-day ski pass will increase to 560 crowns for adults and 390 crowns for children. The first wine of the season, the so-called St. Martin's wine, goes on sale on Wednesday in the Czech Republic. The Day of St. Martin, which is celebrated in the country on the 11th of November, has become an occasion for winemakers to present their young wines. First bottles of St. Martin were opened at 11 a.m. on Wednesday at events all over the country. In Prague, the main festivities are being held at Náměstí Jiřího z Poděbrad. Over 2 million bottles of St. Martin's wine have been produced this year. I'm Ruth Franková, and that's the end of the news.